Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. one salmon couchy, two fans of Fauci.
Still fans of the guy.
Yeah.
Still love the guy.
Still appreciate it.
He's now making more sense.
Well, he's more in line with what's happening. What's
How
going
about
on?
Two jerks, no fans of Burks, Susan Burks. Right. Should have stood up when he said put light in your skin.
Should have said something. You had so many chances. Well, we don't miss our opportunities to say something on this show.
No, we do not. We are so happy to be here. Happy that you guys are here. Thank you to everyone who came to the, as we mentioned before, the stand-up show. The next one is the Live Dumb People Town on April 10th. We'll tell you all about that later. But first, let's get into this story right now, because it involves a dummy with a bully pulpit.
Yes.
With a pulpit. He's a bully and a dummy on a pulpit.
And a dummy on a pulpit. So what we kind of know is that not all of our religious leaders can be as on point as our buddy Stack.
Christopher Stackhouse is one of my favorite people in the world. He'll just call me up and be like, how you doing at night? I talk to him all the time.
I want to talk to him
more. It makes me so happy.
Loop me in on those calls.
I'll loop you in on those calls.
I miss him. He's amazing. He's a religious leader who likes to connect with people, but not everyone is like that. He's a religious leader with everyone's best interest in mind.
It's a lot of power that you hold when you've got that pulpit. Am I right, Jay?
Yes. And when they're up there and they're on the mic,
people follow their words.
It's confusing to know whether or not you should follow them. But if you listen to them closely, it becomes very easy to tell who is a contender
and who is a pretender. That's right.
And it becomes clear who needs to be shut down.
That's right. Sometimes it takes a skilled like listening and parsing of details. We're here to provide that for
you. And sometimes it's just way out in the open and it's not hard to shut it
down. Let's shut it down.
And that is the case with our villain in our story today. He is a pastor from our home state of Missouri.
So you know he's progressive.
And if he was doing like a comedy bit about a guy who's super out of touch, like this could be an Andrew Daly character from like 2004.
Like if Greg Warren was doing this character, our friend who's a great comedian, if Greg Warren was doing this character, I'd be like, Greg, you nailed the guy at the Viking, the guy driving to the Viking.
Like this could be a transcript from a comedy bit, and yet it's not. It is real, and that's what makes it crazy, right?
Nuts.
It's nuts. So a Missouri pastor is on leave after he gave a sermon that many people say was sexist, misogynist, and inappropriate. I love that they couldn't say everyone was saying that. When you hear what he said,
like it's more indicting of the people who didn't say it.
It should be everybody said it was that.
That's
every
right.
Every single person knows that.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Pastor Stuart Allen Clark, which
three first names. He's a serial killer.
Or like a country western singer. Somebody
Stuart Allen Clark.
He took a leave of absence.
Did he date Gwen Stefani?
Stuart Allen Clark?
Maybe. I don't know.
Stuart Allen Clark took a leave of absence Tuesday from First General Baptist Church.
Yeah.
In Malden, Missouri, located in the southeast boot heel, after receiving widespread criticism for his sermon given late February. I don't know if the fact that he's doing this in the Boot Heel makes it relevant. We've been to the Boot Heel.
We've been to the Boot Heel, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's not, it's ugly down there.
This but checks out.
Like, this definitely.
In some weird way, when I found out this is in the Boot Heel in Missouri, like, I'm like, oh, well. It's kind of like a pocket of this country that like.
He could have dropped an N-bomb.
Right. In his sermon, he explained that women need to lose weight and submit to the sexual desires of their husbands to keep their men from straying.
You sure this guy's a Mormon?
Okay. Weird. This is a weird request from a guy who needs to lose weight himself.
That's right.
If you look at him.
Drop a few, you fatty.
So right out of the gates, he's appealing to the ladies, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, why is this guy a pastor? He should be out on the town. He's like Mystery. Remember that guy, Mystery?
Neg these women.
He's learning how to neg them.
Give love advice.
The pickup artist.
That's right.
Clark also said wives need to wear makeup.
Yep.
Dress nicely. Have nice hair and appear less butch.
By the way, there's a lot of room in what's nice. What's nice for you is maybe not nice for other people.
Well, he keeps saying they need to look less butch, and I cannot stress enough that he does look like a butch lesbian, which, by the way, I'm not trying to insult butch lesbians.
No, and we're sorry, but yes.
In what book of the New Testament does it talk about makeup?
I think that's Mac 3:16.
I think you might be right.
I think it's Mac 3:16.
Was he like, okay, I got to get out there. I'm trying to think about what he was saying. I got to use my influence. And really start talking about topics and issues that really affect people.
He said, I'm sick of seeing too many overweight ladies out there with no makeup on.
Who are not submitting to their husband's desires.
Who are looking very butch.
And by too many, I mean my wife.
That's right.
Somebody, somebody's got to do something about this.
Can pastors have wives? I don't think they can.
I don't know if pastors
can. I think a pastor can
have a wife. I do. I think
can,
a pastor.
Can a priest?
Priest cannot, but I think a
can
pastor can.
Can a cardinal?
Can, I don't think
a cardinal. Can a bishop?
If you're talking about like Yadier Molina, yes he can have a wife. But okay. I don't
that's
think
what I was covered. Asking. Can Yadier Molina have a wife?
The original video was deleted from the church website.
So they knew it was wrong.
Right?
That's when you know it was wrong. You leave it up there if you don't think anything's wrong.
But a woman who was watching the sermon that day managed to post the video on Facebook.
Thank God, baby.
Where it has caused widespread anger and gained thousands of comments. I'm guessing the woman who posted it was not wearing makeup.
Well,
she took offense.
That's right. She got mad. You hit her right. You hit her right in the blush.
Facebook got you, man.
It's you not, hit her right in the rouge.
Facebook it ain't just for racist rants anymore, bro.
That's right. Now it's gonna get you.
This should be an ad for Facebook
to help get Facebook back
on board.
That's right.
Churches are not exactly designed for social media. The social media age.
I don't think so. Churches and police departments.
When you think about it, it's weird because prayers. They are a lot like tweets when you think about it.
They're about 140 characters, most of them.
A few lines long. They're meant to troll people.
Specifically non-believers.
Non-believers, right. And they are repeated over and over. When someone likes them, it's like a retweet.
Which is kind of like a retweet or a like, exactly.
But with less reach than like a good retweet. Mm-hmm. Clark continued to ask why women let themselves go after marriage.
What is this guy doing? What is he on the blue collar comedy tour? What's he doing right here?
What is the deal?
What's
here?
The deal with buffets?
And reiterated that men only marry for good looks and sex.
I love this guy, man.
I think this guy might be like, I don't want to be a pastor anymore. I'm torpedoing my whole pastor career.
Right.
He doesn't realize he's going to get canceled from everything.
What's pastor is prologue. Right? I mean, this guy was like taking the plane down like this and then was like, I'm not going down far enough. I got to go straight down.
Like, hey, dummy, if you want to get out of being a pastor and you want to get out there in the dating world, this is not going to help you there either.
No.
Well, maybe he can find like a Republican lady.
Who's down with all this? Maybe. Yeah.
And maybe that's what he's looking for.
Dude, he's a pig, this idiot.
And he's really going for it. That's what's so shocking to me.
Unabashed.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you a little bit more about what he said. And this guy's just an idiot.
We'll be right back with more after this.
I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with a meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show
so much on Sklubber Country, the virus edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates, and so is Huddletron, and so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show, we love hearing from you, and it just excites us to no end. So build that community, download the free Stereo app, and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey guys, Randy here. Just wanted to talk to you about the way we shop online. I think we've all been doing it wrong, and I'm so happy about our sponsor because they just showed me how to do it right. You know, we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout, but thanks to the good people at Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. I was wasting a lot of time doing that. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones that you can find to fit your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech, gaming products, to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Imagine you're shopping for one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey scours for coupons that it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. I saved money on, I got pizza, saved like $5 on pizza for my kids, $10 on a pair of jeans for my youngest daughter. Good stuff all the way around. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. You will not believe how easy this is. It's amazing. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Here's what you do. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Sklarbro. That's joinhoney.com/Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. April 10th, live Don't People Town, Ryan Sickler and the Cactus Blossoms.
Incredible show.
His great podcast, The Honeydew, where people tell crazy stories about the worst moments in their lives, and Don't People Town come together in what's called the Honeydom.
Honeydom. We're going to have posters that are designed by Jeff Tice, who designed the Honeydew logo. Oh, I found that out.
It's going to be fantastic.
So it's going to be great, and some money will go to charity from those. And it's just for us. The fact that we get to keep doing these shows and connect with our fans in cities that we sometimes aren't able to go to, and definitely since the pandemic haven't been able to go to, every single one has been a magical night. So
this one is, he's one of our favorite guests. So get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Do that right now. All right, let's get
back to this pastor who said that women need to submit to the sexual desire. This is in a
sermon.
Well,
he said this as well. Men have a need for their women to look like women. Some men. Yes.
But go on. This is what he said. Sweatpants don't cut it all the time.
I'm sorry. In this pandemic, they do. They do.
There's going to be.
Are you wearing sweatpants right now?
I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
Okay.
Like, there's going to be a point in our lives, not far down the road, we're going to be like, remember when we used to not wear sweats to the movies?
Okay. Well, what would you wear at that point? Is just people going to be in bath towels? Are we going to go that low?
Keep going down.
Robes? Let me ask you this. Have you not seen yoga pants? How does that not excite you?
I doubt you have.
How does that not excite you?
Yoga pants are maybe the most exciting thing in terms of...
there you go.
In terms of clothing.
For men and women.
Wearing flip-flops and pajamas to Walmart, that ain't going to work. That's what he said.
Well, at least his English is strong.
Is he speaking the Lord's English?
He is.
What else are you supposed to wear to Walmart?
He's speaking the Ozarks English.
Yes. What else are you supposed to wear to Walmart?
I don't know. A tuxedo?
Pajamas and flip-flops.
That's it. Pajamas and flip-flops to Walmart is dressing it up.
Anything with a zipper and you're overdressed at
Walmart.
That's right.
They'll kick you out.
They'll kick you out. Or they'll call a cop on you. If there ever was a place to go.
To wear flip-flops and pajamas. It's
Walmart.
It's Walmart.
Who's having sex at Walmart? That's what I want to know.
Why do women care how they look?
Why do they need to care how they look when they're at that shithole?
When they're at the Walmart.
There's nothing, this is what he said, ain't nothing attractive about it. It ain't.
Okay. Huh. Three ain'ts equal a triple. That's a triple negative.
Yeah. So this is a classy guy. Yeah. Like, that's what we know about this
who
guy.
Who is telling us that he's very well educated. Fine.
Yes. This is what, this is when you're like, I think you have to be able to read the Bible in order to preach it. Like, you have to be able to read, period. So I don't know if he can. Maybe we want to do some quality control on this.
That's the problem. Church has no quality control. There's no, like, HR for the entire...
That's when you realize this guy is, like, flying out there on his own. And they don't think the internet stretches beyond wherever they are in the boot heel. This is what he went on to say. And men want their wives to look good at home and in public. Can I get an amen?
No, you can't. I don't know if you can. Not from us.
If you're asking anyone who's a woman, I'm going to say they're going to say no.
No, can't get an amen.
Clark also claimed this topic is, quote, so important, unquote, that a friend of his has put a weight limit on his wife before he would divorce her. How does that make this topic important?
One friend of mine told his wife she better not
gain weight. So this is the most important topic of our times.
You don't understand. God spoke directly to me through my friend who put a weight limit on his wife who's probably going to leave him anyway.
So you have an asshole of a friend, and that makes this topic super prescient.
Yeah. The bigger of a jerk off your friend is, the bigger of a topic it is in the church.
By the way, it's fine to say that in marriages, over time, people start to take themselves for granted, especially after spending decades together.
And you should want to continue to try and look your best for the person
for your partner.
You're with.
Yeah. That goes for both men and women.
If he just said that, there's zero controversy here.
Right. Well, I mean, if he made this about we need to look good for our partners.
Right. And again, take a look at yourself before you start throwing Rocky Road in a glass house.
Quote, ladies, it's the way God made us. It's the way we are. Men are going to look. He made us to look.
Who are you quoting now?
Who's saying that?
Tim Allen?
Joseph?
Judas? I don't know who this is.
I'm not sure that God made men to look.
Yeah.
I thought he made men in his image.
Yeah.
Does that mean God's constantly looking?
Maybe. God's looking for other people to make.
You want them to be looking at you. Don't let yourself go, Clark said in his sermon.
Again, we cannot stress how out of shape this guy is. Please take a look at him.
He's like three tiny heart attacks if that became a person.
Yep.
Clark also used, and this is where you get everything about this guy.
This is where you need to know who this
former First Lady Melania Trump is an example of what women should strive to look like.
So an aging high-end prostitute.
Okay.
Okay, fair.
Fair enough. Although he acknowledged that not everyone looks like that.
Yeah.
Not everyone looks like her. Good to put that caveat in there.
Everybody has been concerned. Although
you wouldn't want to frustrate people with your words. That's a good call, dude.
By the way, I think a lot of people do look like her. Because if you've had a lot of work done, you're going to start to look like her.
Quote, now look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time like Melania Trump.
Why is this guy trying to curry favor with Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Who, by the way, she's not going to be part of his life much longer.
When I heard that, I was about to be like, hey, that's not very nice to Melania Trump. And then I was like,
actually, that is pretty damn accurate
about her. And I know that he thinks that he's giving the former first lady the highest compliment in the world.
That's right. He's building her up.
But really, he's kind of insulting like her and everyone else. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not saying that at all. He went on to say, most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, maybe you're a participation trophy. Well, now it seems like he's trying to do a comedy bit.
That's, see what I'm saying? Everyone gets a trophy, but everyone doesn't get a trophy.
There was a moment when I heard that bit where I'm like, this has to be a comedian.
Yes. This has to be.
Like a long, slow play of a comedian.
Dude, if it is, kudos to you.
If you're an alt comic doing this, it's really unbelievable. But if it's a real person,
it's also unbelievable.
But in a disgusting way.
Yes. Disappointing, too.
Clark said, as a photo of Melania Trump appeared on the screen, I don't know, but all I can say is not everyone looks like that. Amen.
Why does that get an amen?
Why does that get an amen? So not only is this guy a dipshit and a chauvinist pig, he's bad at pastoring. Like, that's not where an amen should go. I'm not a pastor, and I know that's not where you drop an amen.
It's time to put this pastor out to pasture.
Not everybody looks like that, but you don't need to look like a butch either. Like you. The church released a statement Monday saying that Clark's sermon was, quote, not consistent with the positions and values of the church. Well, thank God.
Literally,
thank God.
Can I get an amen, Jay?
Yes, you can on that. General Baptists feel that everyone was created in the image of God and they should be valued for that reason. General Baptist Ministries posted on Facebook. Face is the latest book, I guess, of the New Testament.
That
apparently.
Is the Book of Face. The Book of Face.
It shall be decreed, and the world shall be God. It's kind of ironic to me, though, that the General Baptist Church is posting that people should not judge women based on their appearance.
And where
on
did they
Facebook,
post it? On Facebook.
Which was originally started as a way for Harvard guys to rate Harvard women based on their appearance. Isn't that the ultimate irony?
Yeah.
Clark is now on leave. It's unclear whether the leave is paid or unpaid. That means it's paid.
If you don't know, it's paid.
If they're being unclear about something, it means it's the thing you right. don't want it to be. Because if it was...
If it wasn't, someone would point out yes. that it wasn't. Right. It was unpaid leave.
The church also said Clark is now seeking professional counseling.
I hope he gets a female counselor.
Someone who doesn't wear makeup and who's like 600 pounds.
And is very butch.
That's what you deserve.
That's what you get.
That's a show. Okay. All right, guys. Stay protected. Stay connected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes. Get vaccinated if you can.
We'll see you tomorrow. La ti da da da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.